If you ask experts to describe the relationship between Switzerland and the United States, the impression you get is a pretty positive one.
I think in general, the relationship is very good.
If I step back and look at the overall relationship, I think it's quite strong and quite solid.
Historically, we have a very good relationship between Switzerland and the United States.
But what does having a good relationship or a strong relationship mean in practical terms? It would be fair to say that it has a lot to do with business and trade.
If we have a look on the export statistic from last year, we had nearly 20 billion Swiss francs of exports from the Swiss companies to the United States. And this shows that after Germany, it's the United States, which is the second most important export market.
Patrick Gismetjian is spokesman for OSEC, a group promoting Swiss exporters.
Not only chocolate and watches, Swiss companies are very strong in the pharmaceutical and chemical market, but also in the precision instruments and in the machines.
All international companies operating from Switzerland do have business units in the United States and also offer jobs, which is in the current economic situation also very important for the United States.
Christa Markwalder is a Swiss lawmaker from Bern on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Despite the good relationship, there has been tension between Switzerland and the U.S. One realm of particular conflict has been over data exchange to the U.S. and the legality of that under Swiss law. Much of this data pertains to bank clients, but other data is from passenger lists or law enforcement databases.
We have seen recently also the tendency of the U.S. to just export their own rules to the world, but the close interdependence of the European economies and the U.S. economies leads de facto to decisions that we just have to adopt, which is not a comfortable situation for a sovereign nation, of course. But at the end of the day, Switzerland has, or rather, a pragmatic approach. So we also try to avoid hurdles for our economy.
Markwalder says other European countries with similarly tight data protection laws forged the path to dealing with the U.S. before Switzerland, showing the Swiss the way. But one important fact to remember is that Switzerland is not part of the EU and thus not as prominent on the radar of Americans. Charles Kupchin is a professor of international relations at Georgetown University and a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, a U.S. public policy think tank.
Well, I think the United States views Europe as its most important partner in the world. And in the first instance, that means the European Union and its members, since the EU is in some ways where the action is and what Americans worry about in terms of the Eurozone fiscal crisis. And Switzerland looms particularly large in the American mind, primarily because of its financial sector.
While some moves by the U.S. may be seen as exporting policy, as Markwalder noted, Kupchin sees issues like data exchanges as touching American national security, which prompt strong-willed responses. But he admits efforts to track terror funding or exchange data have been some of the most trying issues for the transatlantic relationship, not just with Switzerland. As for Switzerland's general importance, Kupchin says despite its size, its place outside of larger organizations as an advisor to groups like the G20 does have its benefits.
Switzerland punches above its weight on the international stage because of its financial sector, because of its reputation. So for a country of 7 to 8 million, I think Switzerland does pretty well. In cases when the leader of a G20 country says, you know, I want your help, or moments of opportunity for Switzerland to exercise greater influence. I would also point out that, you know, there are advantages to being a country that to some extent stays at the margins of geopolitical life.
One benefit being a choice of staying out of international conflicts, for example, but it also means the Swiss don't have as much sway on the international stage or the ability to influence a superpower. And this has put particular strain on Switzerland's attempt to turn away from its banking secrecy past toward a cleaner future.